Not the how I spent my summer vacation story anybody would choose if they had a choice, but 17-year-old Caleb Langdale didn't. The alligator that almost killed him 4 days ago wasn't asking for any opinions. The Florida teenager lost the lower half of his right arm, but survived the attack thanks to his own quick thinking. Authorities later caught and killed the alligator. They were able to retrieve Caleb's arm, but by then it was too late to try to reattach it. This isn't how Caleb planned on starting his senior year of high school in the fall, but considering what happened in those terrifying moments underwater, it's remarkable that he's even alive. We had a chance to speak earlier. So, Fred, it's been a week, a pretty amazing week for you. How are you feeling right now? How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Are you in a lot of pain? What kind of things have you been doing to try to deal with now what's a massive loss, your arm?
Just texting people. That's all I can do in this hospital bed.
Yeah, you're kind of stuck in bed for a little bit. What have the doctors told you about your prognosis?
They said I should be able to go home in the next week or two, and that it was whenever they first brought me in, that my arm was pretty clean, and whenever they went to clean it again, there wasn't that much to clean, so all they had to do was close it up.
I know you've told a bunch of people this story a bunch of times, but it's just crazy. So I want you to walk me through one more time what happened. I know you were racing, swimming across the river with your friends.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I was about maybe 30 feet away from the side of the bank, and Abraham started yelling, "Gator." I was like, "Really, now you're going to try and fool me like that just to slow me down?" I looked, and lo and behold, there's a gator there. So I stopped and tried to get eye level with the water, hoping that maybe he would lose track of me. But he just kept on coming at me at full plane, and whenever he got about a foot away from me, I grabbed the bottom skin the bottom skin under his jaw, trying to lead him away, but it didn't work, so I wrapped my legs around him, and he dove. And I had him pretty good until he death rolled and knocked me off, so I kicked off of my feet trying to make a break for the bank. I was trying to swim, and I threw my right arm back trying to come back again to catch another thing of water, and that's when he got my arm. And I got a breath of air, and he dragged me back down, and he done a death roll and broke all the bones in my arm. So then I took my feet and put it on his mouth to try and break my arm off, because I knew it's either going to be the arm or my life. So I was like, forget the arm.
So the death roll is when they start doing that sort of spin, and you know that that's when the gator's trying to take you under. That's really where they kill their prey.
Yes, ma'am. That's when they normally drown them.
So you decided if it's going to be between your life and your arm, you were going to give up your arm and not your life.
Yes, ma'am.
You were able to make it to shore. What happened then?
I started climbing up the bank and fell into some cacti, and I still got them in my legs. I can't get them all out. And I was coming up, and there was a tree that had a whole bunch of spider webs on it. So I grabbed the spider webs and started putting them on my arm. Because whenever we're in the woods, my mom and dad are like, "Well, if you ever get a bad cut, put spider webs on it. It'll stop bleeding or something in there." So I grabbed that and put it on my arm. And I sat down by the road, and I put my arm between my legs and squeezed to keep pressure on it to stop the blood. And it worked.
Well, Caleb, it's so great to hear you sounding so well and hearing that you're going to get out of the hospital pretty soon. That's an amazing story. I know you've told it to lots of folks, but it is just an incredible story. Thank you for being with us this evening. We certainly appreciate it.
All right, anytime.